Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It is time to listen back to the highlights from Game 2. Mets with a 1-0 series lead and Luis Severino on the mound against Christopher Sanchez. A one-out double by Mark Vientos, but nothing else for the Mets in the top of the first. Then in the bottom half, a one-out single by Trey Turner, who immediately swiped second base. Severino then struck out Bryce Harper on a 3-2 fastball. Turner then swiped third, but Nick Castellanos lined out to first for the final out. Each team with a runner at third in the first, but nothing to show for it. Scoreless after one. In the top of the second, Jose Iglesias led off with an infield single. Edmundo Sosa sailed the throw, and Iglesias went to second. J.D. Martinez next lined a ball back up the middle, but Bryson Stott made a terrific full extension grab to take away a base hit. Starling Marte then lined out, and Francisco Alvarez grounded out. And the Mets could not capitalize on the runner in scoring position with nobody out. Severino then in the bottom half set the Phillies down in order. Scoreless on to the top of the third. With one out, Francisco Lindor singled to left center. That meant a runner at first base with one away for Mark Vientos.
Big hole open to the right side. Lindor leaning, takes his lead. First pitch. Hit high in the air, right field. Castellanos racing back to the track at the wall. Looks up. It's gone! Mark Vientos, two-run shot to right field over the tall wall. His first postseason home run of his career. 2-0 Mets in the third. Power the other way for Vientos.
Vientos, a two-run shot. And the Mets ahead of Philadelphia 2-0. Only the second home run allowed on a Christopher Sanchez changeup this season. Brandon Nimmo followed with an infield single, but Sanchez struck out the next two and limited the Mets to just two runs. In the bottom of the third, Johan Rojas singled with one out. Kyle Schwarber next, flying out to the warning track and right. The return throw from Starling Marte was wild, and Rojas advanced to second. After he stole third, Trey Turner popped out, and Severino was out of the jam in the third inning. 2-0 Mets after three. Sanchez then set the Mets down in order with a couple of strikeouts in the bottom half. Severino faced the minimum with a little bit of help from Francisco Alvarez.
2-1 on Real Muto. Stott off first. Stott breaks. Pitch coming. Taken for a strike. Throw down to second. Is on time. He is out. Alvarez throws out Stott. Great tag by Iglesias. Getting him on the leg as Stott tried to dive in head first. Inning over.
So Francisco Alvarez gunned down Bryson Stott. And Severino with four shutout innings. After a scoreless fifth, Christopher Sanchez was done after five innings. Jose Ruiz took over, and Pete Alonso led off.
1-2 pitch, swing and a high fly ball, well hit to right. Castellanos back at the track, at the wall. It is gone! Pete Alonso with a home run over the right field wall. Another opposite field home run. And so Alonso, with his second home run of the postseason, has given the Mets a 3-0 lead.
Another two-strike hit for the Mets, their second home run of the game, and a 3-0 Mets advantage. Mets picked up two more hits in the inning, but Ruiz stranded runners at first and second, and the Mets were held to one. In the bottom of the sixth, Severino set down the first two Phillies of the inning. Trey Turner extended the inning with a base hit and brought up Bryce Harper.
2-2 to Harper. Turner, not too big a lead at first. Severino deals. Swing and a high fly ball deep to center. Back goes Bader. Onto the track. It's gone and long gone as he hit it off the back wall in straightaway center field. A two-run homer for Bryce Harper, and the Phillies fans have awakened. It is the Mets 3, the Phillies 2. And Harper taking a slow trot around the bases. His third home run this year against Severino. And the complexion of this game has completely changed.
Yeah, changed indeed. A two-run shot for Harper, a one-run game, and Nick Castellanos at the plate.
Well, that was such a big plate appearance. Never mind just because of the two runs, but the injection of life here. The 0-1 hit deep to left field. This game is tied. Nimmo just turns and watches as it sails deep into the lower left field stands behind the 374 mark. A long home run for Nick Castellanos. He goes back to back with Bryce Harper, and the Phillies have tied the game 3-3, and this place is going nuts.
Phillies go back-to-back against Severino. Brand new ball game. Severino then struck out Bryson Stott to end the sixth, but not before the game was tied at three. In the top of the seventh, Orion Kerkering took over. He struck out Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos, but with two outs and nobody on, faced Brandon Nimmo.
Nimmo today is an infield hit. He is one for three. Last time up, he lined out. Good play by Harper, who is at first base. 3-1. That's cracked in the air, right field. Castellanos going back, looks up. It's gone! Nimmo gives the Mets the lead. Right back in that third base dugout. 4-3 New York in the seventh. The bank had come to life. Nimmo cuts right through it with a low line drive shot into the right field seats. Now it's quiet again in Philadelphia, and the Mets are in front 4-3.
Third home run of the game for the Mets, and right back ahead. Kerkering then walked Pete Alonso, but struck out Jose Iglesias to end the top of the seventh. In the bottom half, Severino done. Jose Buto took over. He hit JT Realmuto, the leadoff man. Brandon Marsh then flied out. And Alec Bohm, who was benched at the start of this game by Rob Thompson, came on as a pinch hitter and popped out on the first pitch for the first two outs of the inning. Cody Clemens then extended the inning with an infield single. Runners at first and second with two outs. Carlos Mendoza decided to pull Buto. He called on Edwin Diaz to face the top of the Phillies order and Kyle Schwarber.
3-2 pitch. Runners go. Check swing and a slider. Did he go? Yes, he did. Struck him out. Diaz comes in and beats Kyle Schwarber and strands a pair. We go to the eighth.
Diaz with the strikeout and our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. So Edwin Diaz got the job done. On to the eighth, Carlos Estevez took over. He set the Mets down in order in the bottom half. Edwin Diaz returned. He walked Bryce Harper with one out. Nick Castellanos followed with a base hit to right. That chased Harper to third. First and third with one away for Bryson Stott.
Well, again, Diaz does not hold runners on well. You could send Castellanos here and take your chances, but then the strike him out, throw him out, potential kills the inning. We'll see. He doesn't run the payoff pitch. Lined over first, base hit, going towards the right field corner. The Phillies may take the lead. Harper's in, Castellanos around third. He's coming home. He'll score standing and going all the way to third with a triple is Bryson Stott. And the Phillies have gone out in front 5-4.
And that was it for Edwin Diaz. A two-run go-ahead triple for Bryson Stott. And the Phillies with their first lead of the game. Edwin Diaz done. Tylor McGill took over in the eighth with a runner at third. And JT Realmuto up for Philadelphia.
1-2 the count. They're chanting JT. McGill sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a slow hit. Bouncer towards third. The runner coming home. Vientos bobbles the ball on the transfer. And everybody is safe. Stott slides in with a run. Realmuto on at first, and the Phillies have taken a 6-4 lead. Mark Vientos simply sped the game up there.
Fielder's choice and an RBI for Realmuto, and the Phillies with a 6-4 lead. McGill then struck out Brandon Marsh for the second out, and Alec Bohm popped out for the final out. Two-run deficit for the Mets on to the ninth inning. Matt Strom on to close it out for Philadelphia. Harrison Bader led off. He went down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Francisco Lindor then followed with a two-strike base hit up the middle. And just like that, the Mets had a tying run at the plate against Strom and Mark Vientos up.
Strom sets up high, stares at Lindor, the payoff pitch. Vientos hits it high in the air to left field. It's got legs. It's deep. It's back near the wall. It is gone! Mark Vientos has added yet another chapter to what is becoming a ridiculous postseason for the New York Mets. He's tied the game. A two-run homer off of Matt Strom, his second home run of the game. We are all even 6-6. Who writes this stuff?
I don't know who writes this, but that was our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. You truly cannot script what's going on right now for the New York Mets. More late-inning heroics for Mark Vientos, his second two-run home run of the game, and all just like that, we were tied at six. That was it for Matt Strom. Jeff Hoffman took over. He retired both batters that he faced, and we went to the bottom of the ninth with the game tied. Tylor Megill returned, set to face 9-1-2 in the Phillies' order. Austin Hayes led off. Megill fanned him with an 0-2 slider. Then it was Kyle Schwarber. He popped out to shallow left. Mark Vientos and Brandon Nimmo did collide on the play. Nimmo was banged up, but he remained in the game. You heard Carlos Mendoza answer the question during his post-game press conference that Nimmo is okay. Two outs and nobody on. Megill walked Trey Turner, then walked Bryce Harper. And just like that, there were two on with two outs, and Nick Castellanos provided us with our turning point of the game.
Megill sets. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball line down the left field line. It's a base hit, and the Phillies win the game. Around third, coming home is Turner. He scores standing, and the Phillies pour out of the dugout and mob Nick Castellanos between first and second. His game-winning single to left has given the Phillies a 7-6 win and even the National League Division Series at one win apiece.